In our day, there is a lot of division in the world, especially division in secular things, as we find countries against one another, rulers against each other, and man against one another. But also, sad to say, we find a lot of division in the religious world. There are those who disagree on about everything and who are unwilling to submit to God, to obey His will, and to do things His way. With this in mind, we actually read in the Psalms a passage that helps us to understand that God wants us to be unified. Instead of being those who are divided and even divisive with what we want and what we think, why can we not simply be unified in the name of God? In Psalm 133, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, and descending from the mountains of Zion. From there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore." We learn several things here about the need for unity, because of what unity means to God. We read there in the first verse that certainly unity is good and pleasant. Why does God want it? Because it brings us together. Because it shows our goodness and the goodness of God. And it's something that causes us to, in this world, be a people who are pleasant and perceived as such. In this text, we know that it's good for us to dwell in unity because we are brethren and we are followers of God. We also find there in verse 2 another idea where it talks about that unity is good in the eyes of God because it covers us or becomes a part of us. You know, when people know that we are a peaceable people, that we are people who stand with God and who are willing to be unified on His Word, then we find that unity is a way of life. It is a daily walk, not just something we turn on and off as it suits our needs. Finally, we also learn here the outcome, I believe, of unity, as in maybe a prophetic way given there through the idea of Aaron and even the law that was given to Moses at Sinai. The final thing that it states in relationship to unity is that there the Lord commanded the blessing. What is the blessing of those who are obedient and unified and living daily for God? The blessing is this: life forevermore. That we will live forever, that we will have eternal existence with God, for we have proven ourselves to be unified. Is this not the prayer that Jesus also gave there in John 17? That we all might be one, as He was one with the Father, and the Father was one with Him. Will you choose to be a person who strives for unity, but not just any unity, but the unity commanded by God, which is based on His Word?